Well, welcome to ASI Cast episode 135. I am Richard Marks, ASI's Research Director. Now, over the last few ASI conferences, we've had contributions from Numeris outlaying their plans for and progress in extending the TV measurement system in Canada into a true cross-platform video measurement currency. This has got a number of moving parts, including incorporation of data from operator return path and router meters, and last month the VAM, Video Audience Measurement Service, went live with the first release of data. And I'm joined today by Neil McKinney, who's president and CEO of Numeris, to talk us through the new system. So welcome to the podcast, Neil.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for having me, Richard. Always a pleasure.
So as of now, what are you reporting and how is VAM a game changer?
So back in November, that was our first release after many years of the development and design and working in great collaboration with the industry. And we were so pleased to be able to launch our first iteration of cross-platform video solution, which we call VAM. We believe it's a game changer because for the first time in the Canadian media industry, they're actually getting audiences by platform, by device, unduplicated, duplicated, and they can start to understand the video landscape like they've never seen it before in one place. So it is a game changer, and we're delighted to bring that, you know, audience behavior visibility to the Canadian media industry.
So in terms of that first release in January, it was publicized as the first release of data. I mean, what are you releasing at the moment and what's potentially coming down the line? Or are you releasing everything at once or is it a phased release?
So what we did in November is we used the months of November and December to do a little bit of a catch up. So we released September through December, through November data in November and December. And then this month in January, we are on a monthly cadence where every month we're releasing the previous month's worth of data. And that's going to continue on an ongoing basis. So it's a monthly reporting out. Well, the data is available in software, so then they can review the data from the previous month on a monthly cadence.
And in that monthly data, what's the additional depth of data that isn't available in, for example, the traditional overnights?
Oh, so then it's a really rich database whereby now you're seeing what you have in the overnights is the TAM data. And now what you're seeing is you're bringing together the online viewing and you're being able to compare, which is the most important thing in my view, is now you're starting to see conventional television versus OTT services versus, connected television versus smart TV. You're starting to understand the behaviors by device, by demographic. So it goes from a world where you're seeing TAM data, you're seeing the audiences on an overnight basis by program, and now you're actually looking at behavior by device, by platform at a much more granular level because of the ability to integrate the census data with our online panel, which is then calibrated back to the TAM.
Does that mean you're able to move from minute by minute to second by second reporting?
Well, right now we launched with a minute by minute, which is key. And then as we move forward, we'll have to look at that based on what the market needs are. One of the things that we do is we run a cross-media advisory group within the industry, and that includes the digital players. So Facebook and Google and others are there. And that's where we have those kind of conversations around what changes do we need to continue to consider as to the changing needs of measurement in this country. So right now we're doing minute by minute and it's taken a few months for the industry to digest this data. They've not seen such rich data. And bringing into their particular organizations to bring it into their systems and marry it up against their first party data to understand, wow, I didn't realize when I'm looking at what is the overall consumption of pure plays versus what I thought it was, and then look at it by device. So there is a significant learning curve in place right now to get to absorb this data.
And are they interrogating the data using the existing software platforms they're used to, or has this required some re-architecting of how they're actually interacting with the data?
Well, there's a couple of things. It is available in software in Instar through InLogic, so our subsidiary company. So that is the chosen tool in this market to analyze the data at a granular level. But they're also building in routines within their organizations to digest the information and put it into their particular systems to analyze it differently. And that varies based on client by client, but they are using the Instar software at this point in time, which is what they've used for TAM and also for radio. So radio, they're using Lens, sorry, but for TV, they'd be using Instar, and that's what they continue to use for that.
So the product at the moment is effectively a respondent level database. It's not a probabilistic model. It's an actual database people can interrogate in any which way yes. they like, sample size permitting, of course.
Yes, exactly.
In terms of the online elements of the survey, you mentioned that Facebook and Google were part of the advisory committee. How involved have they been in this? And is there any prospect of being able to get more granular data from their walled gardens? Because obviously with the WFA initiative, which we'll come on to later, they are making data available indirectly via the VID model. But is there any prospect of them feeding into it like the cable and satellite operators are?
So the media advisory committee that they're part of is more of an industry conversation. That initially started to focus on metrics. You know, as we knew VAM was coming, we knew that is the first iteration of a cross-platform video solution, that we know metrics need to be updated. And just as a reminder, in Canada, we're still trading on content ratings. We're not into ad ratings. And that's, I'll come to that a little bit later. So that's where their participation was ongoing and more recent. From the beginning, years ago, we invited Google to bid, to be a partner on the building of VAM. And so from the outset, we were very, very transparent and a huge degree of collaboration within the industry, including the digital players. So we invited them to bid, and they declined to do the RFP. They had, you know, other business reasons behind that, supporting that. So, but nonetheless, process from beginning to end, we've been in regular conversations with Google. So explaining what we're doing, explaining what we believe will be the outcome of VAM, explaining what we believe that will be the impact of VAM, how the industry will use it, and encouraging them to be part of this solution, because we feel that it's important for the digital players to be part of this solution for the benefit of the industry. And these conversations have been very, very good. They've been very, very cooperative, but they've chosen to not be part of the solution at this point in time. But there are ongoing conversations, and there were regular conversations for Google from the beginning. And I think these conversations, and I will continue to initiate these conversations such that maybe we can do something together in the near future.
Now, obviously, in Canada, you've got a history of innovation, because you were one of the first countries over a decade ago to adopt portable metering as opposed to standard TV set metering, and that PPM panel is obviously at the core of your solution. But what are the other key moving parts from a methodology perspective that have made VAM VAM possible?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Richard, that the TAM panel is the foundation of the VAM solution, and not from a technical perspective, but also from a methodological perspective. What we did is we built an online panel. We kept the PPM panel separate at the outset. I can speak to that later in terms of where we're going from here, but we're going to be moving towards a single source panel as we move more national rollout of VAM, because right now it's in Ontario and Quebec, so it's not the full country at this point. We decided to do it in phases. So the TAM panel is absolutely foundational. But we also built an online panel, and we were using census data from ComScore, which needed to be designed for this particular purpose and used by the broadcasters to tag the content. So with the online panel, plus the census data, plus the Focometer, then that brings the solution together in terms of pulling the data by device from the household, and then fusing it with the TAM panel, then calibrating the calibration process more generally with the census data. So TAM panel is critical. But it's We're also building it. We built it knowing that we're going to calibrate it with the PAM panel and knowing that down the road we're going to be using a single circuit.
And you mentioned incorporating it. I think one of the most interesting things going forward about the way measurement is headed is the use of data science, and in particular the role, the way that the results can vary significantly depending on how you combine, like a recipe, if I use the metaphor. You can't just put the ingredients on the table. You need a good chef to be able to combine these elements. But you also need to convince the industry that there isn't a black box in place, that they can have faith in the results. How have you managed that process in terms of actually creating a palatable meal as opposed to a goulash that didn't particularly taste very nice?
Wait, the only way to get there, I know this sounds very fundamental and it sounds rather simple, is that it needs to be a huge degree of collaboration and understanding. And so from the outset, when I joined Numeris like 3 months and kicked this off, this is why I joined Numeris, and said, this is what we're going to do. So we brought in the industry through committees and advisory committees, and we described exactly what we were going to do, why we're going to do it. And we kept challenging, we wanted to be challenges, the value of what we're going to do. So from the design perspective, full transparency. From the development perspective, the testing, we put it in the market a year in advance of the launch, well, more than a year, 13 months in advance of the launch, and gave them three iterations of the data set. So that way they can start to understand and criticize it. Is this good enough? Is this complete enough? Is this precise enough? Is this what we were expecting? And we did all of that. So by the time we got to the launch, and also the cross-media advisory committee, we were keeping them informed, and a huge, huge education, if you wish, with the industry in terms of what was coming. All of that, by the time we got to the launch, they felt very comfortable. What's the design? What is it collecting? How is it actually working with the PAM panel? What will I expect in terms of the granularity of the data? And is this true cross-platform? They understood that, from a pure play perspective, Netflix, they're getting at the channel level, and YouTube, they're getting at the channel level, and we need to work with those organizations to get more granular. They understood YouTube wasn't going to include out of home because we don't have access to the data to do out of home. So a very long answer to a simple question, Richard, but I think the industry is comfortable because that's what a JIC does. A JIC has to educate, be transparent. There's no such thing as a black box with a JIC. And you know what? Good, bad, or ugly, that's what we are, and that's how we work. So I think it was fairly smooth.
Yeah, there's a phrase that's used a lot in advertising, which is that I know half of my advertising is being wasted, I just don't know which half, which people are forever attributing to different people. No one knows definitively where that quote's come from. And in the measurement space, that people are using the quote a lot, measurement is a team sport. But again, it's hard to track back who first said that. Probably it was on stage at ASI, but it's that I think the collaboration element is key, and it is interesting over the border where, for various reasons, there are legal restrictions on people collaborating on measurement, where things are in something more of a situation of turmoil, should we say, than they are with you. But I think that you're right, that asking people all along what they want and collaborating with them, as opposed to going off building something and saying, "Is that what you wanted?" and them saying no, is definitely the way to go. What are the
If I,
next
oh, if
steps?
I could add one thing, Richard, to that, I think it's not only the collaboration and transparency, it's also speed to market. There needs to be a minimum viable product development perspective and application of that, because I think we can't spend years. We spent a long time building that. And we brought data into the market as soon as we could. And our plan is to, as we continue to evolve cross-media strategies, we're going to be even quicker. And we need to show people what we're doing. That's the benefit as a non-for-profit JIC, is that we're not in this to make a buck. We're in this to serve the industry. And so listening to the advertisers and listening to the agencies and publishers and bringing data as not perfect, but good enough to iterate it and drive it against greater needs is so important. So it's a combination of collaboration, but there's also speed to market, and we need to iterate in our delivery of data. Otherwise, they're going to be very incredibly frustrated to wait an extended period of time under which to start to see data they can use. And we need to give them data sooner that they can use. That was my, I think it's a two-parter to that perspective.
Yeah, it's a key point, because the argument that's often made against JICs by countries that don't have them is that it's death by committee, that nothing ever gets done because people are too busy collaborating and approving and voting and so on. So it's about getting that optimum balance, I think, is the way forward. In terms of, you mentioned the service is now live in Ontario and Quebec, I think you said. I mean, other than a national rollout, what are the next steps for the project going forward?
Yeah, so Ontario and Quebec is, and VAM is an element of total video in a cross-media strategy. So we're going to improve VAM in Ontario and Quebec based on industry feedback and client feedback. So that's going to iterate and get stronger and stronger. We're in the midst of building out the single source panel. We had a single source panel for a decade plus for TV and radio, which is a TAM panel. And the radio panel, radio service, RAM service. But now we're going to move it all to a single source panel when we launch national VAM. So that's big and that's underway, and we're building it as we speak. The other element is RPD. So we're in the next little while, next few months, we're going to launch the first iteration of a set-top box national solution. That is an important element of total video, because it then brings, you know, again, census data into our TAM service. It just improves the linear element of total video by, you know, providing the depth, increased depth, sorry, and driving greater stability, because the panel, you know, the panels are great, but they are limiting in terms of its size. So everything we do is to leverage panels against census data, and RPD is our next iteration. And that's coming in the next couple of months, the first version of that. Then at the same time, this is why Ricardo is really busy and the teams are really busy. We've just finished a POC on audio, because we're not simply talking about cross-platform, we're actually talking cross-media. And you need audio. And so we're just finishing up a POC on audio, where we're integrating broadcaster streaming data into the RAM service. Therefore, we can get a holistic capture of audio tuning from those stations. We're finishing that POC up now, and then we'll see how do we in fact roll that out. But ultimately in audio, the next phase will be to leverage the online panel, ultimately single source panel, to then also measure the streaming services. So therefore they can start to see the landscape of audio. So that would include, you know, understanding how the performance of radio stations, if you wish, versus Spotify or YouTube Music and whatnot. So those are the key pieces that are coming together over the next while that we then collectively call our cross-media strategy at this point. The last part I'll add, I'm kind of jumping ahead here, is we're also just kicking off a committee working with the industry to design ad measurement in Canada. It's something the advertisers have been looking for quite some time, the agencies have been looking for. So we're literally just kicking that process off, again, in a collaborative fashion with the industry.
That's interesting. In terms of we could do a whole podcast on metrics, but the taking audio, for example, I know that up to now you've been using effectively the core of the PPM panel in the markets to measure radio and TV, and then report them using the metrics that they're used to, you know, the weekly reach for radio or TBRs for TV. Can you envisage a time when we are converging towards, you know, reporting on common metrics. For example, we interviewed the people behind the new Dutch initiative, and they are planning to put radio from their portable meters straight into the TV planning system alongside it. So it will be a complete new way of trading radio as compared to the old way. Can you envisage a coming together of what's being delivered to advertisers and agencies?
We haven't spent any time on that particular, with that particular conversation. I think all of our time, frankly, has been on the video side around, you know, understanding the standard metrics around the world, you know, that are in place. In our particular case, our focus would be on the MRC. So video has been our focus because we're there with cross-platform and video. So the metrics are important to evolve such that they can make sense, if you wish, and be more relevant to the industry. So video has definitely been the priority. Can I see a world where, holistically speaking, there is a standardized set of metrics so you can line up to cross-media, do a cross-media analysis to understand the value of the investment in media? I can see that one day. I think there's many chapters that we have to write before we get into a position to have other than just an aspirational conversation on that. I think that day likely will come, but there's many, many, many steps along the way. And until such time as we truly understand, is that what they need? And why they need that? And how will it be used? And on and on and on. So I think we're a ways off that conversation, but you know, we'll definitely, you know, the Dutch have been terrific as innovators as well. So I'm very curious to see the progress they would make, and we would certainly pay attention to that. But our focus is going to be on video for the next.
And finally, I mean, here in the UK, we have a pilot project underway, Project Origin, to attempt to execute on the WFA's North Star for cross-media measurement. And in the US, the ANA is conducting similar pilots. What's been the involvement of the WFA with what you're doing, and how do you see their North Star aligning with what you're delivering and planning to deliver in Canada?
So addressing advertisers' needs for enhanced measurement has been at the core of why many years ago we lit up our cross-platform strategy, starting with VAM. And it's not just the advertisers' needs, it was also agencies and broadcasters at the time. So that has been our focus years before the North Star conversation took place, which was the right conversation to have. So we've been, we're happy, we're thrilled that VAM actually addressed quite a number of the aspirations of the North Star principles. You know, we're supportive of the North Star principles, you know, all about objectivity, independence, standard metrics, cross-platform, unduplicated. All of that is critical, and it's the core of what we do. We are working closely with the ACA in sharing what we've done in terms of VAM. They're very, very clear in terms of what VAM is doing against their needs. So that's key. We've had several conversations with the WFA through the ACA as well to see how do we understand, participate. They've asked if we would help in some of those with resources around, can they facilitate the advancement of the WFA initiative in the UK. So it's been a very transparent conversation with ISBA about some of those things. None of that has materialized at this point in time because it didn't line up. But our view is that we want to pay attention to these developments, not only within the UK and the US, but other countries, and then improve our cross-platform solution, because there's many elegant elements of some of these solutions that I think our job as a JIC is to bring the best partners and best solutions to this market. And if those solutions allow us to enhance measurement, we will do that. So that's why we pay attention, because we look forward to learning and understanding, is there a better way to do it? And we will do it if that's what the industry wants. So we're very much paying attention and having a very open dialogue with the ACA and the WFA. If there's anything that we can do together. But right now, we haven't done anything of a material nature because the resources hasn't lined up.
Well, our job at ASI is to sort of encourage conversations between markets and countries to understand what people are doing and what they can learn from them. BBM and now Numeris have always been very open in sharing with the community innovations that are underway. So thanks for making your time again today to talk us through the new system, and we look forward to further updates as to how you're getting on and moving towards that more cross-media utopia that the industry is looking for. So in the meantime, thanks, Neil.
You're very welcome, Richard. Always a pleasure. Thank you.